Of the three main branches of computational intelligence, many engineers may be more familiar with applications of fuzzy systems than with either neural networks or evolutionary computation. That is because fuzzy systems are more intuitive and express a problem in terms of rules that can be easily based on expert knowledge. Additionally, the results of fuzzy analysis tend to be more clear and self-explaining. Applying analysis across the range of major American sociological problems, with an emphasis on intelligence as a key factor, the book The Bell Curve by Richard Herrnstein and Charles Murray elicited a storm of controversy and criticism. Criticism targeted their analysis of race and intelligence, a taboo subject that they knew would get them into trouble, but without which they felt their analysis would be incomplete and lacking in courage and honesty. In this image, the results of Herrnstein and Murray for black males are compared to conventional logistic regression and to Charles Ragan's fuzzy sets approach. While all the analysis show the importance of intelligence, Herrnstein and Murray had it as the most important variable, whereas the other two analyses add factors and shift the emphasis. Only the fuzzy sets approach attempts to put combinations of variables into context, although it refrains from quantifying results for this example. In the early 1900s, Vilfredo Pareto studied income distributions for a variety of countries spanning almost 600 years. His work got him into trouble, but it was picked up several decades later by the late Benoit Mandelbrot, a French mathematician who is famous for fractional order dimensions, or fractals. It appears that income distribution is not markedly influenced by the socioeconomic structure of the community, nor by the definition chosen for income. If Pareto and Mandelbrot are correct, then do we need to challenge the key sociological questions themselves, such as wealth distributions, and not just the techniques being used in the results? As shown by the hysterical reactions to the bell curve and to Pareto's observations, there is a crying need for impartial, unemotional analysis that is not blinded by small data sets, confirmational bias, selective filtering, and political allegiances. If the tool sets are widely and cheaply available, agnostic big data may yield less bias and more powerful analysis than the experts can. Management, customers, and the public could then partially or entirely bypass interfering experts' theories and models and thereby question their conclusions or ignore them entirely.